All right. Just before I speak to you in a couple minutes, I'm just going to ask God to give me help. Father, we're thankful that we can sing these hymns and enjoy singing them and sing them with truthfulness about thy love and thy saving grace to us. When we think of being in heaven, part of an infinite multitude there, singing together praise to the Lamb, we long to be there to sing him, and we will sing because he is worthy. We pray for help now as we look at another passage in Scripture. Thankful for all the young people who have come here to the conference. What a future there is for them and for the assemblies in thy will. And we pray that thou wilt give help as we look at this word of the Word of God together now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to read just two verses in Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs 3, verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. You recall that the book of Proverbs is the king, and he is writing to the prince. And he wants to give him some information to help him become a good leader. And here he is going to give him some advice on what I would like to speak to you about, and that is money management. He says, honor the Lord with thy substance. It would be absolutely critical. If the prince is going to become an effective king one day, he's going to become effective leader in his family, in his house, and as the leader of the nation, he has got to learn how to manage money properly. Now, I'd like to speak to you about it. You probably are thinking, some of you, wrong audience. Many of us are students. What is money? Those kinds of questions go through your mind. But the same thing is true. Let me just address especially young men here for a moment. If you don't learn how to manage money now, you are never going to be good leaders in families, businesses, and assemblies. I'm not the king speaking to you. You're not a prince. But we'll just take this now. Leadership depends, in some extent, an understanding. Good leadership is related to good money management. But I want you to notice now the promise. Let me start with the second verse, first of all. It says, thy barns shall be filled with plenty, thy presses shall burst out with new wine. So the promise is that if you manage your money right, you're going to have a good grape harvest. You're going to have good, fresh, new wine. Don't tell the brethren I said that. And you will have, your barn will be full of grain. If you're Jewish. You see, the Israelites were an earthly people, and the signs of blessing are earthly blessings. So this doesn't really apply to us. The idea of preaching the prosperity gospel, that if you give your offering to the Lord, you will get a good house, a good car, a good boat, a good wife, and a good dog. God will bless you if you would just give a little more. That is not the teaching of this passage. I want you to understand, though, that when it comes to the Bible, them that honor me, I will honor. If you want to experience, because we are spiritual people in the New Testament, if we want to experience spiritual prosperity, it will be very difficult to enjoy spiritual prosperity if we don't learn how to manage money. And if you've lived at all around believers who have learned how to, who have prospered spiritually, one of the common denominators is they have learned proper money management principles. Now, let me just pause and give the customary but the necessary disclaimer. I'm going to speaking to you, teenagers especially, those All of you 20 and older old people, I'm not interested in you for the moment. Teenagers. You say you're narrowing it down to people who don't have jobs. Yes, you. Some of you have jobs. Now is the time to learn proper money management. But here's the disclaimer. I am going to be speaking to you a little bit about giving to the Lord. Honor, first fruits. And so the disclaimer is, God knows my heart. I am not speaking on this for any personal interest. I'll say it once, and I hope you'll trust me and trust my heart. I want, for your good, for you to stop and do a little evaluating tonight about your money management skills. Spiritual prosperity could depend on your ability to manage money. Now, let me just take this a little bit further, and I want you to look at the panorama now of money management in these verses. First of all, it talks about what I have. Honor the Lord with thy substance. Now, thy substance is not a particular drug. Thy substance is everything you have, your possessions. Everything. If that's just a book bag, that's your substance. Everything you have now, that's your substance. But it's not just about what you have now. It's about what you have coming in. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So what you have and what you get. You need to learn how to manage money, what's coming in and what you have. The principles of God touch all of that. And we can honor the Lord just as much with what we have as with what comes in. But I want you to see it also has to do with what you give and what you keep. It's all in the panorama here. Because he says, honor the Lord with your first fruits. And to the Jewish people, that was first part of the harvest. They took it down to the tabernacle of the temple, and they offered that to God. Honor the Lord with what the first part that comes in. Honor the Lord with what you give. Well, what about all the rest of the harvest that comes in? That's what you keep. So you honor the Lord with the first part, and you honor the Lord with what you keep. What you get, what you keep, what you have, and what you get. I'm not trying to confuse you. The panorama here is that money management actually applies to every single thing we get from God. Everything we have before God. It's touched here by these principles. Now, the next thing I want you to think about is the presumption here of money management. What is it assuming? What is it presuming? The assumption is, that you have increase. Can I just put that in modern terms? The assumption is you have a job. You have income. And that income is not from your father's wallet to your wallet. The idea is some of you are very young and you're at home and that's fine. That's between you and your parents. But the idea is not to be a Christian freeloader. Begging, looking poor, getting money, taking donations, dropping hints. You see, God always in the Bible despises laziness and slothfulness. God made man and men and women to work. And it just assumes that you'll have an increase. So while you may be young, I hope you'll be praying. And dear sister, please do not ever take on a project. Lovely eyes, beautiful personality, very funny. Doesn't work, but he's really a good guy. He takes part in meetings. He is not a good guy. He has not learned proper money management. It's very important. Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. And so we need to encourage money management at young ages. But now, let me just move on to talk about the practice of it, what it says here. I know what you're thinking. Question is, if there is what I give and what I keep, how much do I give and how much do I keep? Well, look what it says in the Bible. I'm not going to tell you because the Bible doesn't say specifically how much. I will just say a couple of things. First of all, reading through the Old Testament, you will find that they used to have to give, under the law, according to Deuteronomy chapter 14, they had to give a tithe. What is the tithe?
How much percentage?
10%.
Under the law, they had to give 10%. When the nation of Israel was under Pharaoh, anybody know how much? You can answer me. How much did they have to give under Pharaoh?
Well, when Joseph was working for Pharaoh, how much did they have to give?
A fifth. Thank you very much. 20%.
Is that 20%? Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I'm an English major. I don't know those things. But I'm good at money management. No.
10% under the law, 20% under Pharaoh.
Can I just ask you, don't answer. How much do you give? And how much do you keep? You see, here's my concern. I was a teenager once. You might find that hard to believe. And I remember so often, to my shame, in the first little bit, oh no, we're about to go to meeting. Where's my wallet? A 1, a 5, and a 10. And I picked out a bill. I'm not going to tell you which one I picked. And that was the way I gave. Honor the Lord with your first fruits. Have you ever asked the question, how much was the first fruits? You say, well, was it the whole time, the first time they went over the field and the first time the tractor came in or the donkey came in or whatever? How did they know what the first fruits was? How much was that? See, the Bible doesn't lay down 10%, doesn't say 20%. But the principle is this, you know what the first fruits are, the first part. One of the best pieces of advice I got it from a young man. He's a little older than I am. I mentioned his name this morning. And he took me aside. He was just starting a business. And he said to me, the best thing you will do is you will go and open another bank account. I thought, I have one bank account now. Why do I need another bank account? He said, open another bank account. And he said, if you don't want to open a bank account, he said, just get another shoebox. And he said, whenever you get your paycheck, I was working at that time. I think I made a whopping about $60 a week. And he said, you decide what you're giving to the Lord. You put it in that account, and you call that account the Lord's account. I think the people at the bank thought they had a nutcase as a client that put the name under it, the Lord's account. But what he was teaching me was something that has been a blessing to me and to my wife as well. And I highly recommend you start it now. Get before God. How much? And set it apart. And don't touch it. It's the Lord's. Honor Him with what you give. How much? Well, you notice it says it's the first fruits. It's not what's left. You take and give God His part first, and then you force yourself to live on what's left. Now, don't be irresponsible to what's left. You have to honor the Lord with what you have, too, not just what you give. When it comes to this, I want you to think about they had to honor the Lord. How are they supposed to honor the Lord? What did that mean? Practically, what did that mean? Well, you gather up your first fruits and you take it down to the temple and you drop it off, and what happens then? Well, what happened then was there were people who practically ate that food, people who needed that food, Levites, priests. You see, practical giving of that money, of that first fruits, of that crop, was practically given. And as they gave it sensitively according to need, they would be honoring the Lord. Now, can I just challenge all of you young people here? How much time do you spend thinking about, praying about, when it comes to giving money? You say, well, I have my 75% that I give to the Lord and the 25% I live with. And so I put my 75%, all 75 cents, in every Sunday morning in the basket. Thank God. Can I just challenge you a little more? To develop a sensitivity as to how could I use this for God? You see, I don't know of any needs. Pray about it. There might be a believer right in your assembly that has a need that you could meet. And if you met that need, you would be honoring the Lord. You say, nobody has that kind of need for the kind of money that I could give. Really? I'm going to betray confidence, and that is the confidence of another man, another gospel worker, that I can tell you for about 6 months in the last year, he and his wife and small daughter did not have enough money to buy gas to drive to meetings. This is in North America now. And he and his wife and his little daughter took the bus. But many times they didn't have money for the bus because they had to choose the bus or milk for their daughter. You say, this sounds like something out of a missionary pioneer book from the 50s. No, this was 2014. And many times, when that ever happened, they had to choose between the bus and the milk. They walked 8 miles to meeting. And after the gospel meeting, that ended at 8 o'clock at night, in the dark, across the city, with a little daughter, they walked 8 miles and never missed a meeting. When I found out about that, I have walked 8 miles in my lifetime. Total, no. I have walked, but I have never had to do that. I have to be honest. You know what I felt? I felt absolute shame before the Lord. You know why? Had I asked the Lord what I could have done with my money in that time, I wonder if the Lord would have put them on my heart. Sensitivity. Not just meet need, but honor the Lord. Pray about it. It's a great opportunity to serve the Lord and honor Him. The practice of money management. Decide on the quantity. Give the priority to God. But give it with sensitivity. Look for needs. Pray about needs. Now, I'm not trying to rob assembly coffers. I think most brethren would be delighted if there was more intelligent, more spiritual exercise on all of our parts. But let me just close by just reminding you of the price of money management. The New Testament actually uses a different word. It doesn't talk about offering or honoring. It uses the word sacrifice. With such sacrifices, do good and forget not. Communicate is the actual word in our King James Bible. It's the idea of sharing financially. But then as well, it goes on to say, with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. So I would just like to challenge your heart and mine as a fellow teenager. How much really did you sacrifice in your money management in 2014? Or did you operate like the majority of us with a what's left mentality? You see, that is far from biblical money management. When you come to Scripture, the idea is it's going to cost me. So could I just challenge you now looking forward, for those of you who are saved? Maybe the next time everybody is going out to a restaurant, you just stay home. And take the $18 worth of food you were going to eat at McDonald's and find some way for God. I'm not saying it always has to go to a missionary or to a preacher. Right there in your assembly, maybe there's a need. A man asked me, how much do you give? I thought that was a very personal question. And I refused to answer him. He asked it because he knew I wouldn't answer him. Because that's a personal thing between me and God. But what he meant when he asked the question was relative to other things in my life. He said, I didn't know you could ask preachers that kind of question. That's cool. How much do you give? What he said was this. Do you give more to God than you spend on clothes? Well, one look at me, he would have known that that was true. Do you spend more money on
entertainment, than you give to God? Do you spend more money on vacations than you give to God? Can I ask you, how much do you... No, I won't. Would anybody here be willing to go home and do an evaluation financially? And I hope you don't think I'm interested in job security. I'm interested in your spiritual blessing and the future of the Assembly Nation. Can you follow me when I say that? The Assembly Nation, you got me? The King passing it on for the good of the society. The assemblies will not prosper if the next generation doesn't learn proper money management. This week I heard on the radio, yes, old people listen to radio, and I turned on my radio, my AM radio, and I listened to, it's a Christian station in Phoenix. We have those in the U.S. They don't have them in Canada, I guess, but in the U.S. we do. And they were saying that they come up with a study that the number one cause of worry in the United States of America, the most prosperous country in the world, the number one cause of worry is money. Isn't that ironic? We have more than anywhere else in the world, and we worry more about money than anywhere else in the world. Is there something wrong with this picture? Why? It's because the majority of Americans have not learned proper money management principles that are found in the Word of God. The number one cause of marriage breakups in the United States of America, money management. I'm not saying you're doomed for divorce if you don't learn money management. But believe me, you're headed for trouble if you and your husband, ladies, you and your wife, young man, do not learn how to manage money when you're single. You say, well, this is kind of a weird subject for a group of young people. Maybe it is. But I found it kind of interesting that Mr. Dirksen literally stole a part of my message this morning, the big thief. I just wonder, maybe God is speaking to us all. You say, well, I got to go home and I got to rethink it. Yeah, you do. So do I. But think of the possibilities. Not just of having a bigger 2015 wine press, state of the art. Not just having a bigger, better, badder barn. But let us never forget the purpose in it all. Honor the Lord. Is it really possible that God will look down at you and say, I am delighted. I am honored by the way she's managing her money. Wouldn't you love to touch his heart? Wouldn't you love to honor his name? Learn money management principles, and God will prosper you spiritually. Shall we pray? Father, we're thankful for the wise counsel of this king to his son that has been recorded as wise counsel from thee, our God, to us, thy people. We live in a world where there are so many demands on our money, so many possibilities, and we can so easily develop bad habits, and we were even reminded today of the danger of debt. We pray, Father, for this younger generation that is thrilling us so much as we see their interest in the Word of God and their interest in the things of God. And we pray that this will become part of their package of honoring Thee in their lives, to honor Thee with the first fruits and with all the substance. What a future there could be. We pray, Father, for these young people at this critical stage of life and commit them to Thee. We pray for help as we would prepare all of us, both brothers and sisters, for the breaking of bread tomorrow morning, that we will come ready and longing to worship the one who is worthy, our Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks now for any provision for us and commit ourselves to Thee, praying for safety on the roads. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.